Mutant Force, log entry number 2,
submitted by Robert Conway,
July 28th, 1986. I remember that day after leaving my house. I drove outside of town all day. I had calmed down a bit and was thinking rationally. What could I do? I could admit what I did to Samantha, but I couldn't explain it to myself, let alone the authorities. Besides, my appearance would raise questions, and I would probably end up as a scientific experiment the rest of my life. On the other hand, I could run away. But how far, and where? There did seem to be a connection between these changes. All of them have something to do with cold or ice. My hair was icy white, my body temperature was cold, and I had these ice claws. These thoughts and others ran through my head all day long. However, with all this heavy thinking, I forgot that I needed gas, and I ran out about 2 miles out of town. Now I was in a fix. I had to make a decision. After hasty reasoning, I laid out a plan. I would walk back to town, get gas, and then head for New York. I had heard of strange things happening there. I had heard of the Avengers and the Fantastic Four, but not a lot. I figured the Avenger to be costume goons running around pretending to save the world while the government and press made them look good. The Fantastic Four, on the other hand, were altered by some kind of radiation in outer space. Radiation. Maybe that's what caused these changes. I also heard that Reed Richards was a brain, so maybe he could help me figure out the situation. It was dark, so I wore my cap low over my eyes so as not to be noticed. There was a small gas station just out of town by the football field where I could go. When I got there, I filled my cans with gas and headed back. I noticed Troy and a few others playing around on the field. I started thinking of all the great times I had on that field, all the games and hard practices. I worked so hard to be the best in football. I wanted to play in college and maybe even the pros. Now I was giving that up. I had to, so nobody else would get hurt. Hey, you, got a staring problem? This woke me from my thoughts. Troy and the others were approaching me. I wanted to run, but I couldn't. I told him I just wanted to be left alone, and Troy must have recognized my voice. He exclaimed, "Hey, Rob, where you been? What's going on?" Then he took off my cap. When I looked up and he saw me, he took a few steps back. Then he began ranting, "You're not Rob! What have you done with Rob? Come on, guys, let's get him. He's probably the one who hurt Sam." They jumped me before I got a chance to react and started beating on me. The frantic feeling of being trapped enraged me, and I threw them off of me with strength I never knew I had. I ran until I met a fence. My pursuers were right behind me, and in a desperate decision, I leaped up onto the goalpost. No way I could have normally performed such a feat. This newfound strength felt pretty good. However, aside from my exhilaration was the fact that I was trapped on the goalpost by my friends who wanted to rip me apart. They were, in time, joined by curious nearby residents, and later the police. So here I was, trapped on the goalpost, surrounded by what seemed like the entire town of Parksville, with the police warning me they might shoot. Then, all of the noise and confusion seemed to stop. All I could hear was a reassuring and gentle, yet somewhat sexy, female voice in my head. "Calm down, Robert, and don't worry. These pathetic humans don't understand what you're going through. We understand, Robert. You belong with us now." I sensed the voice was near the gas station, and when I looked, I saw a very sophisticated and sexy woman standing by a limousine in her lingerie. "Trust me, Robert. You certainly can't trust them." Her lips never moved, but I knew it was her speaking to me. Her voice. And she seemed to understand me. I jumped down and headed straight for the limo. Anybody who got in my way was knocked aside. I didn't want to hurt anyone, but I couldn't let anything stop me from getting to the only person willing to be my friend.